If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about addictions. And the approach for modern medicine is to fight drug addictions with drugs. So we're going to talk about that and why that's not so cool. Also, we're going to be talking about getting some really superior protein into the system if you want more energy. And if we get time, we may be talking about some other herbs like kola nut and how to avoid headaches and some other things. We'll see how much time we have. And we do have a quack report, but don't forget, coming up on Tuesday, next week will be here before you blink an eye, right? Dr. Carly will be with us. So she's going to be sharing with us some information on vaccines, and hope you can join us for that show. And before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi. We're praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for all of America, actually. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm asking for his help that righteous men and women, you know, everybody Just start getting a backbone and start saying no. No to all this tyranny. No to all this invasion. No to all this harassment. No to all this everything. I mean, there's people out there that would admit, you know, I know something's wrong. Maybe they can't put their finger on it. Well, okay. You could just jump into the Bible and find out what's wrong, because God did set up civil government and institutions, and the way it's being run now isn't the way it was supposed to be. So I'm asking the Lord's protection on America, on Americans, everyone, and to right the wrongs. And it's our job to ask. It's His will if He wants to do it, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. It grows short. The time grows short. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got in the quacker? Let's see. We got a consumer alert, some GMO labeling issues. A proposed new federal law just introduced by Democrat Butterfield and Republican Mike Popemo. They said that they would outlaw state-enacted GMO labeling laws. So the new law is called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, kind of a last-minute desperate effort, I think, to help, you know, the biotech industry so that the truth about GMOs doesn't get out there. So according to the media reports, the bill would require the FDA to mandate GMO labeling only if the foods are found to be unsafe or materially different from the foods produced without biotech ingredients. But of course, you know, they're being told that it's all the same. It's not even different from the original. So why make it different to begin with? Why make a GMO? That's my question. Well, you know how you get around all that mess. You just start buying things that are labeled certified organic. And of course, you know, the organic standards, you know, can be a little funky, but if you investigate your sources, you can pretty much get the good stuff. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see. Here's a report out of New Zealand on unvaccinated kids versus vaccinated kids. Are unvaccinated kids healthier and less prone to disease? Well, according to this study from New Zealand in 1992, it made a strong case for the fact that unvaccinated kids were generally healthier and less prone to disease than the vaccinated children. So, you know, I want to protect kids. I want to build immunity with the vaccines. So people that are the kids that are not vaccinated, they should be, you know, deathly sick and on death's door, right? Well, the research showed that the vaccinated children actually had more cases of suffering from chronic diseases like asthma, eczema, tonsillitis, and a host of other conditions compared to the unvaccinated kids. So the study was actually linked through VacTruth.com, and they are explaining the research a little bit there if you want to check it out. And it was all conducted through the Immunization Awareness Society. So they discovered that there was this analysis based on 92% of the kids who required tonsillectomies and other operations were the vaccinated bunch that had been vaccinated with measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR. So the vaccinated kids more prone to develop conditions and infections, even motor skill impairment stuff. So the eczema rates rose with the vaccinated children. So there's a corresponding correlation there. And the real kicker, though, was the complete absence of epilepsy among unvaccinated children. So there you go. Something to talk with Dr. Carly about when we see her on Tuesday, right? All right, moving along in the quack report, last but not least, green tea, one of my favorites. I'm a big tea person, so I love green tea. New study, University of Basel, published Journal of Psychopharmacology, a new study demonstrating green tea extract helps cognitive functions and improves your memory. They said, according to our findings, they suggested green tea might increase short-term synapse plasticity in the brain, according to Professor Stefan Borgwart, a member of the research team. Some other research that was also published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry said that the antioxidants in green tea help prevent eye disease. Actually, They think the antioxidants penetrate the eye tissue and offer a lot of benefits. Another benefit they say to green tea is the cancer prevention aspect of it. A 2010 study that they did in Chung-Shan Medical University in Taiwan, they said that among their non-smokers, the people who drank at least one cup of green tea a day were five times less likely to get lung cancer. So non-smokers, of course. And pair that up with your dandelion root, and cancer is history. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, we're back. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about drugs for drug addictions. We're told. I know my engineer's making fun of me. I hit the button, you know, the cough button by accident. I apologize. Sorry, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about drugs used for people with addictions. All right, we're about 23 million Americans, we're told, have abused substances. And they're classified as addicts. So do you think it's kind of strange that medicine would promote and prescribe drug therapy to try to erase another drug dependency? Well, I'm not surprised by that approach from an industry that creates dependency on drugs to begin with. But the latest marketing from rehab centers, which, you know, treat addictions, they've launched an old treatment, but they've kind of repackaged it. Okay, and it's called the Fresh Start Program. Don't you like that? So it's essentially a program that uses an opiate drug to try to block the euphoria receptors in your brain. So are treatments like this effective? Are they safe? Are they healthy? So, or is there another way to beat these types of addictions? So we're gonna check that out. Okay. Yes, Frank, I'm gonna leave the mute button alone. All right. Let's talk about the drug program called the Fresh Start Program. It sounds simple enough, right? Pop a pill, take an injection, or, you know, for convenience sake, does the body need these drugs? You know, take an injection for convenience to the body. So it's, you know, not feeling the addiction so much, the urge to do the drugs. Well, let's look. The Fresh Start Program is a little different in that it involves the drug, but it involves it in an implant for a time release of the opiate. So the folks at BioCore Rex who have developed this program are calling this an innovative protocol to free people from alcohol and opiate addictions. So they claim it removes the physical cravings of the drugs, and after the cravings are under control, then the patients can go through the therapy, the life coaching sessions. So with this approach, they try to eliminate the drying out if you're addicted to alcohol, or any of the withdrawal symptoms from other drugs as much as possible. So this program kind of turns the 12-step program on its ear a bit. So just to be on the safe side, patients tend to wear their drug implant for about a year, they say, because that's how long it takes for them to heal their brain. Now, where are they wearing this implant? Well, it's placed under the skin, and each implant has the life of about 12 weeks, so you have to go get it changed out. So the kick phrase that they're using is sober long-term with the implants. So the Fresh Start program has been released nationwide to physicians and clinics, and patients are not bound to an in-house rehab facility, and they can carry out their normal lives. So the program is kind of secretive. It's the secretive aspect is appealing to folks that are trying to kick addictions because they're able to avoid telling family, friends, and employers that they're under a rehab program So the patients can hide that addictive behavior while they go through their treatment. So the program claims to have 85% success rate in treating alcohol addiction and addictions from things like Vicodin and oxycodone and other opiate dependencies. So the interesting thing is that the drug naltrexone that is used in the implant is approved to be used as a drug in the implant. It's not been approved to be used as a drug in the implant, but the FDA did approve this drug to be used for addictions like alcohol. So it looks like the people who are using the drug as an implant are kind of like the test case. I don't know if they're being told, though. Well, let's look at the side effects real quick. Although the program tries to eliminate side effects, you have to realize, with all drugs, there are side effects. So if patients are addicted to narcotics or pain meds, they could have magnified withdrawal symptoms when they're using the implant. So this could prohibit the use of the implant for some patients. Now, the other risk using this implant is inflammation and infection. Other risks is the drug tends to block brain receptors, and if the patient comes off the implant and then they go back to their drug habit, they can actually overdose because the implant drug, naltrexone, kind of has dulled the brain receptors temporarily and made them abstinent, if you will. So drug addicts will be pumping in more of the drug in order to feel that euphoria, and they can overdose. Well, and then, there's also the other drugs that they pile on with this implant. The other thing that patients may not be aware of is that they tend to prescribe two additional drugs while they're on the implant. One is called Topamax, and the other one's called Capropril. And these drugs are supposedly a safety measure to further curtail the craving for alcohol and other drugs. So Topamax is normally prescribed for seizures or as an anticonvulsant drug or for migraine headaches. And if you're going to be taking that, you can't be pregnant or nursing while you take that drug. They can have detrimental effects also on your vision. So apparently it's not safe to go off of these drugs cold turkey. Now, Capropril is a drug that's often prescribed for alcoholism, and it does have some cognitive side effects, such as, giving patients an overwhelming sense of fear and sadness and emptiness, and also severe depression is common, along with irritability and odd skin irritations and insomnia. The side effects for Topamax are vision problems, such as uncontrollable eye movements, confusion, clumsiness, dizziness, drowsiness, cognitive problems, glaucoma, menstrual pain, speech problems, weakness, abdominal pain, fever, chills, sore throat, no appetite and weight loss, mood changes such as aggression and depression, bleeding gums, blood in the urine, tinnitus, joint and muscle pain, yellowing of the eyes and skin, and you know what? The list keeps going. I don't have enough time. So if these drugs didn't give you a drug addiction, they could provoke suicide in patients and death of your liver, Seriously. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't even go near. I wouldn't even look at the package. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's talk about some other findings. Now, Medline Plus reports that naltrexone, which is in the implant, can cause liver damage even when taking the recommended doses. Now, some medical experts do not agree with using the naltrexone implant because it does not produce significant results and puts the patients at risk. Well, wait a minute. Didn't we just hear from the company that makes this program? They have an 85% success rate. All right, so let's look. According to the research published in 2000 in the Academic Emergency Medicine, that's out of Australia, and also according to the Academy of Emergency Medicine, also a January 2002 report, the research on this Meltrexone patch is this, quote, there are a number of practitioners who will use the Meltrexone implant, usually placed in the lower abdomen, to replace oral Meltrexone. Now, this implant procedure has not been shown scientifically to be successful in curing subjects of their addiction, though it does provide a better solution than the oral Meltrexone for medicine compliance reasons. So there is currently scientific disagreement as to the safety of this procedure, as well as to whether the procedure should be performed under light sedation or general anesthesia due to the rapid and sometimes severe withdrawal that occurs. End of quote. So for compliance reasons, you know, it works because people are getting a time release of the drug. They don't have to remember to take the drug. You know, sometimes when people take oral drugs, they don't like the side effects, they quit taking it, and they're right back to their addiction. So that was the only benefit, that it helped with medicine compliance reasons. You know, people were getting the drug in the system, but then again, the scientific evidence that it was successful, not there. Not there. That 85% rate, where did that go? Well, let's look at some alternatives, okay? Do you know somebody that has an addiction to alcohol, pain medicines, or other things? Huh? Well, personally, due to risk, I tend to avoid prescription methods to overcome addictions. The liver is already weak from the addiction, and attacking it further with more toxic drugs, well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So you run the risk of destroying the liver, and you may still have the addiction. So the people of South America and Europe, they use an herb called Peruvian bark, and they use it to ease the craving for the addiction. Now, if you take too much of this Peruvian bark, you're not going to wreck your organs, but you could have some temporarily physically discomfort symptoms like headaches or dizziness, but, you know, you're not going to kill yourself. Now, finding an organic source, though, of this Peruvian bark in the United States, big challenge. Mm-hmm. But another herb which is easier to find is golden seal. Now, most people use golden seal for infections because it has this antiseptic action. But golden seal is an excellent herb for many applications, including addictions, like for chronic alcoholism. Now, I like to use golden seal to help detoxify the body, and you're going to find that herb in our bladder kidney tincture and our blood cleanse formula at Apothecary Herbs, the powerherbs.com website. Now, I also suggest looking into what is called the cold sheet detox therapy. This helps remove impurities faster for removing dependencies on drugs and alcohol. Now, you can do this therapy in the privacy of your home, but you're going to need an assistant to help you. And the entire therapy, using the herbs, the hot and the cold water, is all given step by step in my book, The Power Herbs, now available as an ebook for just $14.99. Now, while I detox, I also like to refortify the system that the drugs tend to steal out of the body. So, you know, drugs will deplete you of some nutrients. So I like to refortify with the herbs that are in a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. It covers your minerals, your vitamins, your amino acids, and your plant proteins, and it's all organic. So you might want to check that out. Now, lastly, you know what I do? If there's an addiction, I seek the Lord's face and I ask for help because, you know, a majority of addictions are based in emotional injury and they result in what's called a broken heart. A broken heart can be from a rejection, a betrayal, or from treasonous acts. And that shatters the heart and drains the strength from a person. So the Lord can restore the heart because a broken heart is spiritual and it can only be healed and freed by God, because he says this. In Psalms 34, he says, the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart. And in Psalms 147, he says, he heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. And then in Isaiah 61, it says this, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, And you hear almost the same thing in Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of the blind, to set liberty to them that are bruised. And, you know, there's not, and bruised really, if you translate that in text, it means shattered. And that's what a broken heart is. It's completely shattered, and God's got to pick up the pieces and put it back together for you. See? So there's more power in God's word and in his herbs, you know, so which are here for the service of man, if you read Psalms 104. So that is what I would do. If I myself or someone that I knew was imprisoned with a substance addiction stemming from a broken heart. So if you want to learn more about, you know, cleansing the organs, boosting your immune system, you know, to function better, I'll call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can send you a free product catalog. They can answer your questions. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277. Of course, you go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, if you want to type in herbtalklive.com, you'll get there too. Just take you right on over there. So check it out. Ask for a free product catalog. We sent out to you. And this is a perfect time to do your cleansing in the spring and have a great time all summer long. Oh, yeah, you'll have lots of energy. You'll just feel lighter and better and just rejuvenated. So remove the toxins, put good nutrition in, and you got most things whooped, basically. Very simple, not complicated. Now, if you are on the newsletter list that the folks at thepowerherbs.com send out each week, you can get discount coupons to use on your herbs at thepowerherbs.com. So if you want to power up with some certified organic, non-GMO herbal products, then you can do so and save. So just sign up for the newsletter. You can go to the newsletters tab and sign up for that and get your newsletters. Now, tomorrow, the HealthQuest newsletter goes out. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that right now. And you can get your first edition tomorrow in your email. So this is an email delivery newsletter. So sign up for that at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered with healthy information, discounts on your herbal products. What could be better? All righty. So I had promised last time we were going to talk about some protein, and we didn't get to it. So we're going to try to do that today. I know I'm coming up to a little break here in a minute, but we're going to start on our protein topic because next to oxygen and water a lot of your minerals, protein is one of the more important elements for maintaining good health. So all the tissues, the bones, the nerves are composed mostly of protein. So too many of us don't really eat the right foods to provide the protein we need to function. So without enough protein, we can't maintain those muscles, the healthy muscles, the blood, the skin, the hair, the nails, and keep our brain functioning well. So without protein, your arterial walls will get weak. Don't want that. Don't want that. So we can lose teeth. They get loose in our jaw. And our joint ligaments can give us problems if we don't have the right protein. Okay? So our modern age really is really promoting malnutrition, largely due to a lot of the convenience foods, high in the sugar and unhealthy fats. So you can be obese and malnourished at the same time. That's why America, England, and much of the developed world is overweight because, you know, we prefer the wrong protein foods. That's right. So in 2006, the International Association of Agricultural Economics, they had a meeting, and Professor Popkin of the University of North Carolina, you know what he said? He stated that we are the most overweight and undernourished people ever in the history of mankind. So at the time, Professor Popkin reported that 300 million people were overweight, obese, 800 million undernourished, 1 million overweight in America. He made the stark comparison that we have transitioned from a starving world to an obese one, and it's accelerating. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about getting some really good protein and, you know, avoiding the, you know, I would say fake protein. You know, what the British people are finding out is their health problems are similar to ours. The London Times reported 2 million Brits were malnourished, overweight, and just plain, you know, obese. So the experts are saying the numbers are closer really to 4 million. Okay. So the average British diet, high in fat, high in salt and calories, empty calories, by the way, very little real nutrition. Even though food is plentiful, our bodies are starving. So during World War II, Britons, you know, they received these coupon books, which they traded for their ration of eggs, milk, flour, canned fruit and meat. So in 1939 to 1945, when that was going on, there was a food rationing system in Britain, and people had more nutrition then than they do now. Yep. All right, let's look at some protein facts. Foods high in calories but low in protein make the body convert muscle and other vital tissue into energy. So some of your hormones are proteins. Did you know that? So your thyroid hormone, for instance, your insulin, necessary to control growth, sexual development, metabolic rate, can be, you know, used somewhere else. Now, so many of us today are worried about, you know, pH level, and they really don't realize that protein protects blood and tissue of the body from becoming too acid or too alkaline. So I hear concerns also about bloating and protein with minerals usually found, you know, in your salt, tend to help regulate, you know, your water balance of the body. So you don't have to worry about that. So if you get the real salt, the sun-dried salt, the cardiovascular friendly salt that still has minerals in it, that regulates fluids. So you don't have bloating and water retention. So when we don't have protein and we lack the right nutrients, we tend to weaken our immune system and give infectious disease pretty much an engraved invitation. So our digestion function is already compromised with malnutrition, and disease is then magnified. So when we don't get our protein and our vitamins, well, we're going to have skin problems. Our gums are going to bleed. Our hair is going to come out. Our muscles will be weak. Our abdomen will be swollen, thick around the middle. Our thyroid will, you know, kind of croak. Anemia and a host of other illnesses is what we're going to have. And we're seeing that, aren't we? A majority of the surveys tell us that less than 20% of adults eat the recommended 5 daily portions of fruits and vegetables. Yep. And you need those in order to stave off serious diseases. Well, let's talk about the perfect protein. What should we be getting as far as our daily amount of protein? Well, this is a highly debated subject among experts. Our body needs protein every day to build and repair muscles, tissues, make enzymes and hormones so our body can function. Now, women are, or pregnant women or nursing mothers, their protein needs are going to be a bit different than those who aren't pregnant or nursing. And according to the USDA, men who weigh about 154 pounds need about 56 grams of protein each day. Females who weigh 110 pounds need about 40 grams a day. Pregnant or nursing women need 20 to 30 grams more per day. So they're going to need, you know, probably about, well, they're going to need 60 to 80 grams if they're building a baby or nursing one. So those who are extremely active, let's say they're very athletic, or if maybe you're under a lot of stress, the mega stress job, you know, if you got one of those, you're going to need more protein just to function. Now, if you have a sedentary activity, you may need a little less protein. Now, since our body does not store protein like it stores fat, our body will break down the muscle for a protein source. So our protein needs are going to depend on our weight and our activity level. So the average protein requirement for most people will be about 50 grams. When we think of protein, we think of meat, right? Or dairy, nuts, seeds, lentils, you know, beans. Also, these provide the body protein, but here's a list of some protein-rich foods. Chicken breast is going to have 30 grams of protein. A steak, about 4 or 6 ounces, is going to have 40 grams. A large egg, 6 grams. A half a cup of beans, about 19 grams. Your seeds, sunflower seeds, that kind of thing, about 6 to 19 grams. Now, if you get a quarter pound of beef, that's about 28 grams of protein. If you have 6 grams of tuna or salmon, that's 40 grams of protein, so it's up there. Soy milk, a cup of that is about 8 grams, and if you have a half or a quarter cup of nuts, it's about 8 grams of protein. So your beans, for instance, are an excellent source of low fat and low cholesterol protein. They also have fiber. Nuts, such as your peanuts and cashews, really good source of protein, as well as sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds. So the rule of thumb on the meat, if you're going to use meat as protein, is for every ounce, there is approximately 7 grams of protein. So just figure it that way. So what about people who are dieting and they want to suppress their appetites? Well, we've all seen the diets with low carbs and high protein meals to lose weight. However, if we're trying to gain weight, we're told also to pump up on the protein. So isn't it true, though, if we are trying to maintain our weight, we should maintain a good protein level? Well, it's all about getting it right, in the right balance, for your metabolism. Like if you're active or sedentary, you got to balance it. So if you struggle with meeting your protein needs, you may consider adding some protein supplements if you're just not sure. So there are some protein shakes out there, bars and things like that, that have about 5 to 30 grams of protein. Just read your labels, make sure you get a good product. Also, if you are looking for a product that is got a long shelf life that you can add to a beverage and it's water soluble and it's instant, you can try the shakes or the powdered protein mixes. I would stay away from the whey stuff, though, the dairy. I tend to go with the plant protein because it's just more efficient. It's easier on the system. So I tend to go with the nuts, the seeds, the beans, and I tend to not do the dairy. I have a dairy sensitivity, so I don't do that. And I'll do plant proteins instead. Some meats, you know, like fish and chicken, rarely some red meat, but sometimes, you know. But I typically more fruits and vegetables, beans, nuts, fish, and chicken for the protein, and some plant proteins thrown in there. So when you're thinking of protein, a healthy protein is going to have some fatty acid sources in there. And so you want to make sure that if you're using like a protein beverage, you want to make sure it doesn't have preservatives or flavorings or required refrigeration for very long, because then the longer it's refrigerated, the less protein you're going to get. So you want something with a long shelf life and that you can use real easily. Now, some proteins will have some natural pycnogenol in there, which is an antioxidant. Also, vitamins and minerals and amino acids are also going to be in the right protein powdered mixes. I like to use organic plants for that. They're protein-rich, long shelf life. They have the antioxidants as well as the minerals and vitamins and amino acids. So that's why I go that route instead of worrying about, you know, how many calories or how many protein grams are in this steak or whatever. So try that if you're especially trying to trim down and lose some weight for, you know, the summer. There's a product that I can recommend, your organic Celtic sea salt for your mineral balance and your fluid balance in the system. And that is a sun-dried salt, usually from France will be the best kind. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. Also, the Body Foundation food mix, which has your plant protein in there. It's all organic, non-GMO, and you just add it to a smoothie or your orange juice at breakfast, and you're good to go. And it's going to cover you for the vitamins and minerals. You're definitely going to get that. But you're also going to get amino acids and some antioxidants and, of course, your plant proteins in there. And very inexpensive, a scoop of that, and you're going to save a ton of money if you're tending to pop a bunch of pills, which, you know, you got to digest those. Everything else, you know, if it's in a liquid, it's water soluble, it's in the system right away. So check out the Body Foundation food mix and the Celtic sea salt if you're trying to get more protein, because when you have salt in your system, the right kind, it helps the digestive tract extract more proteins out of your food sources and convert them to amino acids for, guess what, energy. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. All right, what else are we going to talk about? I want to talk about kola nut. That's what I'm going to do. Kola nut's pretty cool. You know, we've got some strange inventions over the last few decades. Tang, Silly Putty, and of course, you know, the famous Coca-Cola. These inventions and some others kind of discovered by accident, you know, because I used to hear my grandmother talk about her childhood, and, you know, she'd go to the corner pharmacy, which was also a soda shop in Brooklyn, New York, and she would buy a Coca-Cola. Now, since we didn't have soda in the house growing up, I asked her about the Coke that she was drinking. Well, she said it was made by a pharmacist behind the soda counter, the soda fountain, she called it. And she would buy it occasionally, she said, not all the time, but when she had a headache, it would be just the thing to give her a little lift, I'm sure. I asked her what they charged for her Coca-Cola back there in the early 1900s, and she says it was under 10 cents. So my grandmother also said a Hershey candy bar was 2 cents, a box of Kellogg's cornflakes was 10 cents, a first-class postage stamp was 2 cents, a man's suit was $20. Okay? Ah, the good old days, right? Now, she said cola drinks were kind of the rule in the marketplace back then. And I checked it out. They had a 70% share if you're looking at, you know, refreshing beverages. And that's what made it so popular. It was refreshing. But what was in it that made it so refreshing in the early days? Was it an herb? Well, we're going to find out. Now, in the 19th century, it was unheard of for a pharmacy to be without cough lozenges, toothpaste powders, and topical anesthetics. So what do all these things have in common? Well, in a word, they were all made from cocaine. So it isn't any wonder that America's most popular soft drink originally contained cocaine and would be created by a pharmacist. Now, John Pemberton, in 1886, he was the pharmacist that came up with this. Up until about 1906, Coca-Cola contained a cocaine ingredient called coca, also with some sugar and cola extract and some carbonated water. Now, Pemberton was trying to make a remedy for headaches, and to some extent, he succeeded, see. Now, the bookkeeper at Pemberton's pharmacy coined the name Coca-Cola, and a few years later, Pemberton sold the beverage formula rights to a shrewd businessman called Isaac Candler for about $2,300. So Candler was a marketing genius, and by 1895, Coca-Cola was a household name, and it created the first national soda. So today, Coke is known worldwide in 135 countries. It's requested over 200 million times a day in 80 different languages. So Coke produces today a decoconized version, of course, you know, cola nut extract, coca leaf, but no cocaine. Well, let's talk about some of the antiseptic lozenges. Draggies, antiseptic lozenges back then, cocaine cough drops is what they were. Seriously. The package on these cough drops read, indispensable for singers, teachers, operators, yeah, driving the bus, quiets cough, sore throat, and provides pick-me-up to keep professionals performing at their peak. A product of Belgium imported to the United States in the 1900s. Isn't that great? Well, let's talk about cola nut for a minute. So what makes Coca-Cola the king of soft drinks? Well, it is a tropical cola nut or leaf that gave the beverage its medicinal benefits. Cola made its premiere in the United States during the Civil War. Natural physicians began using the plant and the nut after observing the benefits of cola in the Caribbean. So the cola nut tree is indigenous to the West Africa, Africa and West Indies, and they chew cola leaves there as a stimulant, and also it relieves fever. So cola made its way to Brazil and the Caribbean through the West African slave trade. So you can now find cola nut trees also growing in Sri Lanka and Indonesia. So let's talk about this ancient use of cola. Aside from using cola for fever as or as a stimulant, our ancestors also used it for various conditions. Now, medical texts in the 18th and 19th centuries list cola for digestion, diarrhea, fatigue, appetite stimulant, diuretic, cardiovascular aid, nerve conditioner for neuralgia, depression, pneumonia, typhoid fever, migraines, seasickness, morning sickness for withdrawal from addictive substances, of course, and also used as an aphrodisiac. Now, let's talk about some facts. Was it a caffeine effect in the Coca-Cola that made it so popular? Well, Cola Nut does not have more caffeine than a coffee bean. So if you compare 12 ounces of cola to coffee, the cola has 50 milligrams and the coffee has 100 milligrams of caffeine. So what makes Pemberton's beverage so popular? Well, the Journal of the American Medical Association recommended cola products for conditions of wheezing and asthma in children. Later on, cola was added to asthma medications. Therefore, it has an effect. So cola had on the nervous system, really, which controls many bodily functions and made people request it. So you want to be aware that cola does stimulate appetite, and you wonder why it's a frequent ingredient in diet products. Seriously, you know? And everybody drinks Coke. Everybody, you know, gaining weight. Let's look at some studies from Germany. Health authorities there say they use cola for mental and physical fatigue. Cola contains a theobromine, which dilates the bronchial airway for asthma patients to breathe easier. The side effects to using, though, too much cola are going to be insomnia, irritability, and stomach upset. Now, children under the age of 2 and pregnant or nursing moms should avoid Cola Nut products. So, seems like we come full circle with a lot of medicinal products. Sometimes reinventing the wheel doesn't work out so well, but Cola Nut or Gutacola are pretty excellent herbs if you're stressed out, if your nervous system is stressed out, and the nerves have suffered some damage, or maybe you're nutritionally starving the nerves. It's not getting enough vitamin B. So cola has the ability to stimulate nerves and also your brain more than any other natural herb, actually. I wouldn't hesitate to use it if there was a memory issue, seizures, strokes, sciatica, depression, spine injuries, headaches, jet lag, fatigue, coughs, etc. So you typically are going to benefit from some of these natural forms, but you want to use them properly. Now, I put the Cola Nut in a product called Emotional Stress Formula, and it's very effective at helping people, you know, get control, cope, without feeling stressed out. So it gives them a little bit of a lift, like my grandmother talked about, but it's not cocaine. Okay? It's not addictive. So you can check out the Emotional Stress Formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And they also have valerian root if you want to calm down the nervous system. You know, a little bit of a chill pill, but it won't sedate you. And then there's relaxation formula if you need help getting to sleep naturally without sedation. Once again, it's the sedation part of sleep aids that really whack you over the head the next day and you're all groggy. So you can check out thepowerherbs.com and you'll find the products up there just in categories. You can just click on the category that applies. And also while you're there, don't forget to sign up for the online newsletter. Now, the HealthQuest newsletter goes out tomorrow, so you can sign up for that. And if you're interested in the American Survival newsletter, that goes out on Tuesdays. So you can sign up for that one as well. And the best part is you get free information in your email each and every week. Plus, you get special discounts as a subscriber to the herbal products on the powerherbs.com website. So check that out and benefit. There you go. All right. I got a few minutes. So we might touch on this male hormone issue here. You know, the male hormone imbalance, I think, is a man-made 20th century illness, to be honest. Exposure to high levels of synthetic estrogen and hormone-rich diets, I think, are part of the problem. Men as young as 40 are experiencing hormone imbalance and are all kinds of drugs. Have you seen that now? All those drugs on TV, injection pills, lotions under the arm for male hormone, and all these things have cardiovascular events associated with them. Have you heard about that? The FDA is investigating. But more men and younger men are experiencing prostate illness. 50% of the men over the age of 50 have prostate disease. So male hormones interact with each other and are the basis of healthy or unhealthy hormone balance in men. So your hormones communicate with each other. So if you got a blockage, you can get an imbalance going on. So the male endocrine system decreases the amount of hormones it makes after the age of 55. So the testes tend to deal with making testosterone. The pituitary and the human growth hormones and the adrenal glands handle a lot of the steroid hormones. So by the age of 80, most male hormone levels decrease to pre-puberty levels. Now, there is an andropause is a male version of a menopause drug where it helps, they suppose, to help with the hormone imbalance or the lack of testosterone, but health experts have identified male hormone imbalance as pretty much a quiet epidemic. So let's see if we can't deal with this without having the risk of some risky drugs. Now, there are some foods that can influence hormones. These are going to increase hormone levels. This helps the body make its own hormones. So foods like coconut oil helps to regulate fat to prevent an interference in hormone production. Also, broccoli contains indole. It's a photochemical which helps with estrogen and testosterone balance. Garlic helps regulate cortisol, testosterone, and meat, like your beef and your lamb, they contain high zinc, helps the body make hormones, period. Okay, so now soy-rich foods contain diacinogen, which converts to a natural testosterone in the body, but make sure you don't get GM soy. Now, our bodies can synthesize from natural testosterone to other natural steroids that it needs to balance your endocrine system. So this improves communication between the endocrine organs to help men feel more in control, more stable, more balanced, more renewed, better vitality. So high fiber diets decrease the amount of circulating estrogens in the body. And you're going to also balance estrogen better if you eat vegetables like kale, collard greens, mustard greens, cabbage, and turnips. So men seem to do well when they get these natural plant sources that are rich in natural calcium. And also includes, you might want to include some sesame seeds and almonds in there as well. Now, if you want healthy sperm, walnuts is going to do the job. Also, you know, make sure you get some natural iodine in your Celtic sea salt, maybe some beetroot and wheatgrass for natural iron in the blood. Am I out of time? Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you can't do all that, check out the male hormone formula, thepowerherbs.com. We got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so make sure you check with a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.